for your word is solid ground. For you made the heaven on earth by the power that is in your heart. Sing my eyes,
my eyes.
Yeah.
Future in your hands. I cannot get what my future, for you hold my future in your hands. I cannot get what my future. For you hold my future in your hand. I cannot say what my future holds. For you hold my future in your hand. I cannot say what my future holds. For you hold my future in your hand. Your heart's high. I cannot hear what my future holds. For you hold my future in your hands. I cannot hear what my future holds. For you hold the future in your hands. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands higher. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Lift your hands high. He is present here this morning. You can feel his presence. Lift your hands and whisper the name Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Elohim. Elohino. Elohika. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you because we cannot fear the future. Because we are connected to the one who holds the future. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor.
I cannot see all the future hold. Hold the future in your hand.
There is nothing to be afraid of in tomorrow, because he has gone ahead of you into tomorrow. I say he has gone ahead of you into tomorrow. He has gone ahead of you into tomorrow. He has gone ahead of you into tomorrow. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your place.
Worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. And I will worship you with all of my heart. You are my Lord. And I will worship you with all of my strength. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you of my strength. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord.
Something is happening to you.
And I will worship you.
And I will worship you with all of my strength.
And you are my Lord, you are my Lord, you are my Lord. Ooh.
Your Master. Thank you, Master.
Narekele Naro Tutama. Narekele Ekele Ekele Nare.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Release by the word, part two. Release by the word. We have as an objective understanding the release power of the word of God. The word of God is a trigger for the release of the resources of God. It's a trigger for the release of the resources of God. The way medicines and drugs are packaged in capsules and tablets, in the same manner, the resources of God are packaged in the word of God. The resources of man's destiny, the resources of liberty, the resources of vitality and health, the resources of prosperity, they are packaged inside the world. There are medicines that they call slow-release capsules that releases the active ingredients just slowly into the system. Do we have examples of the release power of the world? Yes. I'll give you three. The children of Israel were released out of captivity in Egypt by the word of God. After 400 years of bondage and slavery, the children of Israel were released out of captivity in Egypt by the word. It doesn't take time to be free. It takes light to be free. It doesn't take time to triumph. It takes truth to triumph. It doesn't take time to be free. It takes light to be free. It doesn't take time to triumph. It takes truth to triumph. In Exodus chapter 4 and in verse 22, all the way to verse 23, He said, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, the word was coming to Moses, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say to thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even thy firstborn. That word was it. And Israel had no option but to be let go from captivity in Egypt. Example number two. Joseph was released and ushered into his destiny in Egypt by the word of the Lord. He was released and ushered into his destiny in Egypt by the word of the Lord. He had a destiny to fulfill, but he couldn't access that destiny until the word came. In the first service, we saw how that the word terminated his captivity. In this service, we are seeing how that the word ushered him into his destiny. That was Psalm 105, verse 17, all the way to verse 22. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Now the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. That was the release of liberty. The next verse released him to his destiny. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. That was destiny fulfilled. After 13, Joseph was sold into slavery at the age of 17. He became prime minister at the age of 30. I don't know how old he was before he began to dream the dreams. But if he began to dream the dreams maybe at the age of 10, then we can say that it took him 20 years for that dream to come to pass, for the vision to come to pass, for the destiny to be realized. But the time was cut short once the word came. The word is coming for somebody this morning. Example number three. The fishes in the lake of Gennesaret were released by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. The season was a season of shortage, a season of bankruptcy, a season of empty-handedness for Peter, a season of labor without reward, a season of effort without effect, a season of impute without output, a season of investment without dividend. Maybe you are here like that in that situation. Until the word came. Master, I have toiled all the night. I have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes until his net break. I stand here to prophesy to somebody three things. Number one, in the name that is above every name, every season of captivity in your life is over forever. I don't care and I don't know for how long the devil has chained your life and chained your family and chained your destiny and imprisoned your potential. I am here to announce in the name of Jesus that captivity is over forever. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. I also announce to somebody the vision and the dreams God has put in your heart. That destiny, that purpose you are meant to fulfill, that you have not been able to fulfill, that has delayed and dragged. I am anointed to announce by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of fire. I am anointed to announce that destiny is hereby released. Step into your destiny. Fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus. And I now announce the season of labor without reward. Effort without effect. Impute without output. Investment without dividend. That season is over forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The season of laboring like an elephant and harvesting like an antelope. That season is over forever. If you are a believer, you will say the loudest amen. Lift the right hand, say, in the name of Jesus, I am in my season of release by the word. Release by the word. I am in that season now. In Jesus' name. Give all the praise. Take your seat. You will hear, you will testify. You will testify. What is the mechanism by which release happens? By the word. The mechanism of release by the word. First of all, we said in the last service that the word of God puts earthly systems under pressure for desired release. Because everything has an ear for the word. That is, once the word arrives, whatever those systems carry must be released. Secondly, the word of God releases the power to break yokes and release captives. When the word comes, it carries power to break the yokes and release captives. Apart from putting systems under pressure, the word of God directly attacks whatever is holding your life and destiny captive. That was why he said in Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them and rescued them and liberated them from their destructions and their captivities. The word in Psalm 105 verse 17 to 22, where we read, until the time his word came, that word broke the prison doors. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. John chapter 8 verse 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of Man shall make you free, you are free indeed. You know the way a hawk carries the chick and just picks it like this and it starts taking it up. And the mother hen says, ka, 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 ka. And the owner of the hawk, of the hen and the chick, hey, 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 hey! And then right in the air, the hawk still drops the chick. The shout was too much for it to go with it. The terror was too much for it to go with it. That is how the word of God instructs and compels whatever is holding your destiny to drop it. Hey!
Whatever is holding your children, holding your marital destiny, holding your financial destiny, holding your resources, holding the purpose and plan of God for your life, they are dropping them now. They are forced to release them now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say in the name of Jesus, whatever is mine is released for me, is dropping for me now. Somebody shout, hey! Shout, hey, hey! Shout, hey, hey, hey! For a long time, they have held your destiny. They have held your womb. They have held your children. They have held your resources. For a long time, they have held them. And no further shall they hold them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even in the middle of this service, God shall give you diverse encounters that shall cause the devil to release what they are holding belonging to you. As you sleep overnight, God will grant you diverse encounters that will cause the devil to let go of what they are holding. In the name of Jesus. I just saw a womb that is being released from a coven right now. A witchcraft coven where they have trapped and caged the womb. I had that woman there. Yes. Fire is already burning. Fire is already burning. I command that womb release right now. Yes. I see a brain that is being returned. It's being caged, the brain of a child like an imbecile. I declare the release of that brain. Everything that is yours that they have kept in a cage, they have kept in a prison, they are released right now. They are released right now. They are released right now. I saw somebody's money that they have put in a bank account, but not a physical bank account. A witchcraft bank account. An occultic bank account. Ay. Something is happening here. Mashatata. Ike le barata sita. Ike teke bagadagalaga. Ite sike lipe rite sida. I command that bank account broken right now. Broken right now. Broken right now. Broken right now. And I decree that what is yours that has been put in the demonic bank account be released into your head. Somebody's heart that has been put in a bottle is being released now. Even somebody's whole life, whole person inside the bottle. I command that bottle break! Break now. And release the captive. Release the captive. Break now. And 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 release the captive. Each hands and say, after me, say, Father, I receive my release. From every captivity where the enemy has kept me, I receive my release. And I announce, I prophesy, I decree, anywhere else, wherever the enemy has kept you, has kept what is yours, kept your destiny. Today is the end of it. Take your seat 1 minute if you can. Just very, very sharply, how do we deploy the word for release? First of all, the word must be received. It's the same thing. The word must be received from the Lord for particular situations.
In the first service, we said that the right word carries the right force to enforce desired change. It carries the right force, the right word. Job 6:25 said, how forcible are right words? So, Lord, what is the word that will help build me out of this situation? What is the word that will help deliver me from this affliction? What is the word that will terminate this captivity? What is that word? It can give you a word out of Scripture. It can give you a word in revelation, in vision. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, he said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. There is the word in season. That is the word that arrives at the right season to initiate a change of season. You have been in a season for a long time. It gives you a word in season to change, to occasion the change of season. A word in season to him that is weary. When you receive the word in season, it both seasons your life and changes your seasons. The word in season, the word that is needed for the right time, it changes, it seasons your life and changes your season. The word must be received. And number two, the word must be released or sent into the situation to produce desired outcome. I am shouting for joy because I favor his righteous cause. I am saying continually, the Lord is magnified who has pleasure in my prosperity. I can't be frustrated. I can't be stranded. Therefore, everything around me is working now. You receive the word, then you release the word. You engage the word. You employ the word. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Just lift your hands. Just worship him. Close your eyes and be sensitive and be in the spirit, because in the climate like this, God releases impartations. He releases drastic turnaround visitations. It's already happening. Be anukeleya. Is all right. Be anukeleya. Is all right. Be anukeleya. Be anukeleya. Is all right. Be anukeleya. Be anukeleya.
Pesara. Yanu Pele. Yanu Pele. Yanu.
Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. The Master is standing near somebody right now. He's touching you. On your forehead. On the heart. On the womb. A visitation. Deliverance visitation. Liberty from captivity. Receive now. Receive, receive, receive. Receive, 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 receive. Receive it now. Lift up your right hand. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you for what you have done. Be glorified. Be honored. In the name of Jesus. Quietness. Lift up your right hand. Father, thank you. Someone tied to a stick, the way they used to tie people in those days for the firing squad, is being loosed right now. I see the beggar's plate in the hand of somebody. You see yourself in the dream all the time, with plate in hand, begging, garment of wretchedness, set on fire right now. Standing beside a river you can't cross, just now there is the Master crossing you over to the other side. That situation on the right hand, right side of your body. Ear, eye, hand. Afflicted at once. Eye, ear, hand. On the right hand side altogether. I declare your healing right now. Amen. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. That person with the eye, ear, and right side. Afflicted all at once. Whether it's blind, deaf, and paralyzed, or whatever it is, right eye, right ear, right side of the body, God has healed you and touched you now. Confirm that you are the one and that you are healed, and rush to the front quickly. Every of those encounters I mentioned, if God gave you an encounter just now, rush forward quickly. That peptic ulcer condition just left you. Heavy chest, again on the right-hand side, just left somebody. Lower back condition, just got healed. Somebody's affliction on the breast has just gone. I curse that demon of cancer. You have no place in that body. On your mask, get set, go. Somebody's mind has returned back to normal. The spirit of insanity is arrested. In the name of Jesus, somebody's knee. Please be seated. What was it? All right, go ahead. Come on, find out from her. Just lift your hands and appreciate it.
And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, just hold on. You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy, Lord.
And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, just hold on. You are worthy to glorify.
It's up your right. I take authority over that spirit, husband.
Go! No. Your tenure is over. 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 Your agenda is broken. Your relationship is broken. In the name of Jesus.
I take authority over the garment of mourning, premature death, seeing dead people in the dreams and coffins, and the garment of mourning and sorrow. Catch fire, 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 fire! Yeah. Now. In Jesus. You will not labor in vain. You will not give birth to useless children. Your children will profit you. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your children will profit you. They will be successful. They will not be wayward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Metumakagi. Metumakagi.
Eze. Metumakagi.
Onye nememba. Metumakagi.
Come, dear, to our way, I take authority over the spirit of homelessness. Every devil that says you shouldn't have a home, or you shouldn't have a house, or have where to stay. Arrested, arrested. The demon of homelessness.
Please don't let me go the way I come today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go the way I come today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord. identity. Taught me with your hand. Oh.
Every young lady that has been tied down with a spell of singleness, 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 marital failure, marital disfavor, anti-marital spell. I stand by the mantle of the Holy Ghost. I declare the spell is broken. It is broken.
So shall it be. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Tell me.
Praise the Lord. Our sister said, just like you mentioned, that there is a river, somebody standing by the river and couldn't cross. And right now the Lord is crossing the person. She saw the same thing, and suddenly she saw you bring a bus and ask her and her department that was standing with her to enter that bus, and they cross that river with that bus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands.
You have been at a stagnated point all this while, trying to move to the other side of life, but it has been very difficult for you. I am anointed to announce today, you are shifting. Shift. Move. Please take the rest very, very sharp.
Our sister, sir, you mentioned right side, right ear, right hand, right leg, like paralyzed. That's exactly her case. And now the whole pain and paralysis has gone.
Power of the Holy Ghost, be free.
Our sister said, she heard a voice while you were speaking first service, said, wait for the second service. And she used the oil on her forehead that was after the prayer into the second service. She used that oil and rubbed on one of her fingers. She was
those coming for the third service can hold on for it now. Service, we just have 10 minutes to this second service, so there's no need people coming in afresh. Take note.
She just felt led to use that oil that you prayed for during the first service to rub on her fingers. Suddenly, she saw a hand held her and began to remove rings from all her five fingers. And she started six, believing the Lord for marital settlement, sexual molestation every day.
That's right.
And she immediately saw herself being an iron cast over her was being removed, and a sack was torn, and she was removed out of that sack right now.
Too many deliverances. Every covenant that you are into, knowingly or unknowingly, the ring symbolizes spiritual covenants. Every covenant, every contract, every agreement you are into with any force of hell, known or unknown to you, today the covenants are broken. And every cage where they have kept you, you are out of the cage.
Spinal cord pain, lower back pain, for 6 years, gone right now.
Congratulations. Yes, next.
So you gave a word that God healing knee challenges. Sister Esther said that she's had knee challenge for 6 years. Anytime she stands, the pain is so excruciating. As soon as you gave that word, it checked back. And she also saw in an encounter where calabash back home was broken. She is not yet married, trusting God to be married.
Every calabash and every cage where they have kept your destiny, are you just looking like that? When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, break. Every calabash, every cage, every bottle where they have caged your marriage, caged your destiny, caged your future. In the name of Jesus, break, 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 break. Now, break. In the name of Jesus, take your seat. You are broken.
Our brother said, for the past 3 days now, he has been on the fast and prayer. He has been trusting God for fresh baptism of fire. Said in the course of the prayer, he said fire landed on him, and then he believed that his story has
everybody
changed.
Everybody trusting God for fresh fire received.
Yes, sir. Our sister said, you said that somebody was tied on the tree, and she said that had been her situation. The only brother she had was tied on the tree outside the ocean, that is at the back of the ocean. And when that word was made, she believed that liberty has come.
It's done in Jesus' name.
So this is Brother Alexander. He said, when you mentioned, you said that people's money have been tied down in demonic bank account. He said, suddenly his eyes opened and he saw his money tied down in a box. And you appear there and the box opened. And you said, this is your money, go and possess it.
Who is receiving their money today? I know you will stand up for this one. You will stand up for this one. Hey!
Hey!
Stretch your two hands in front of you and say in the name of Jesus. Everywhere my money is tied. Now there are many of us, you will have testimony before this week is out. Say everywhere my money is tied. I summon you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Arise.
Now.
Take it. Take the money that is yours. Now hear this. For some people, it's not just money that is coming to you. Properties are coming.
Amen.
Houses are coming.
Amen.
Properties are coming.
Amen.
Properties are coming.
Amen.
Shout the loudest, amen.
Christina had a dream where yesterday someone collected money from him. But collected money from her. Just this moment when you declare, she fall under power, and then you appear and collect the money and hand over the money.
Collected it back from the person.
Yes.
Hey! Somebody shout, I am getting it back. I am getting it back. I am getting it back. What is mine? I am getting them back. Now.
Also, spirit of insanity. She came with terrible headache.
And it's gone.
It's gone.
Over forever. Now, if you take one or two at the most because of time. Yes.
Our brother here came into service with peptic ulcer disease for 4 years. At the declaration of the word, it was blasted out.
Incredible.
Our brother also said he came into service just 3 months ago. He lost the father. Day before yesterday, 2 days ago, lost the elder brother. Now, the spirit of death came upon him.
Oh, dear.
Severe pain. He came into the service with severe pain. At the declaration of the word, that pain was blasted out.
Lift up your hands. Every cycle of death in your family. Every cycle of death with your family. Everyone marked for death within this season. I declare that cycle is broken.
Amen.
Is broken. In Jesus' name.
You gave a word. You said you can see a bowl, somebody with a bowl like looking like that of a beggar in the service.
Yes.
And so our sister said that word was for her and her family. That they are 5 in their family. They converted to Christianity. And then her extended family said, I will see how you people will survive. These people said you are now going to give your life to Christ and be Christians. Said you've been living practically in extreme poverty. Even in her own marriage, she begs before they could eat. But while that encounter was going on, the power of God hit her. The pains that she came with left her, and she became filled with so much joy.
Give the Lord the praise. It is over in Jesus' name.
So our little brother here, for 3 months, he said he has been having severe pain in his throat. Couldn't swallow saliva, couldn't drink water. He said as the declaration went forth, he felt coldness in the throat, and now he could swallow his saliva.
Everyone, lift up your hands everywhere you are. Say, Father, now the rest of you, please return back to your seat. If you have one or two that you think has to be taken, we can't. Otherwise, we cannot go on at this rate. Father, thank you. Well, it's a good problem. Too many testimonies. Good problem. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Boy, you can return back now. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Yes, Lord.
Sir, this is Sister Joy Edet, who has been seen herself in a dream attempting to cross a river, and she couldn't. But as the word went forward right now, she saw a bridge across the river.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
How many of you are getting set to cross to the other side? Before the month of August is over, by the word of God, I declare, where you have not been able to cross before, you are crossing it now. You are crossing over to the other side now. You are crossing over to the other side now. Lift up your right hand. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Everyone who is here this morning, and you are saying, Pastor, I've come to church this morning, but I've not given my life to Jesus. I need to be forgiven of my sins. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be genuinely born again. Pray this prayer with me where you are. And if you are watching online, also pray. I mean it from your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You prayed that prayer. Can I see your hand? Excellent. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags. Quickly, rush to the front. Be the first one to come here.
Lord, I give you my heart. Quickly. Give you my soul.
At the count of seven. One.
Live for you, oh Lord. Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away.
Three.
Have your way.
Everybody speak, Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Four.
Live, live for you, Lord.
Five. Six.
Lord, have your way.
Keep coming again.
Lord, I give you.
Two. I live for you, Lord.
Lord.
Three.
Every moment.
Four.
Have your way.
And
Lord, I give you.
And seven. While we are still coming, if you are bound by tobacco, bound by marijuana, pornography, lesbianism, masturbation, anything that is a chain in your life, and you want those chains broken right now, also quickly pick your Bibles and bags and rush to the frontier. Let's go again. I'll give you the count of five. Or you backslid and you want to return back, come forward. Let's go.
I've got my mind made up.
One.
Two. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up. And I won't turn back. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up.
I've got my mind made up. And I won't turn back. Because I want to
see my Jesus.
Hallelujah. Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Help from above, mercy from above, grace from above is released upon you, and I call it done.